Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the summer show train. The Association of American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life, brings you the Railroad Summer Show Train, starring Gordon McRae and featuring Lucille Norman, with the music of Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, script by Gene Holloway, and the choir under the direction of Norman Luboff. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to ride the summer show train back through time and memory to another year that you lived yesterday, 1929.
If I had a talking picture of you, I would run in every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, love you.
1929. Herbert Hoover and Charles Curtis were the newly elected President and Vice President of the United States. John D. Rockefeller celebrated his 90th birthday.
And Janet Gaynor and Charles Farrell were the delight of the country in the film Sunny Side Up.
Commander Byrd dropped an American flag at the South Pole. And in stock market circles, there was a lot of talk about buying on margin.
Broadway had $15 million worth of lights strung along the Great White Way. And one of the shows advertised by those lights was the exciting Vincent Heumann's hit, Great Day.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn. You will hear his horn a rooty tootin'. It's not far away. Hold up your hands and say there's gonna be a great day.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark.
If
you believe, he shall receive you. Amen. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you.
There's gonna be a great day. Days may come and days may go, but don't you deny it, it's a thrill to know. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
It is February 19th, 1929. You are at London, sitting among the distinguished members of the House of Commons. A gentleman quite a bit flustered holds the floor.
Well, in any case, gentlemen, the people of the village need a postmaster that speaks Welsh.
May we have the name of the village?
The name of the village is quite difficult.
Well, say it.
Tell us what it is.
It's something like Llanfair Willy Pwymne...
Yes, it'll be most difficult to decide what we should do unless we know the name of the village.
Very well, I'll spell it for you. I have it right here on my card. Yes, here it is. The name of the village is spelled LLANFAIRPWILGNGWYLLGOGERYCHWYRNDROBWILLANDYSILLOGOGOGOCH. And if anyone here can pronounce it, I shall be the first to doff my hat to him.
Keep your sunny side up, up by the side that gets blue.
Yes, you were laughing at the difficulties of the gentleman in the House of Commons, and you were talking about Einstein's new theory and the wedding which united the royal families of Norway and Sweden, and a sentimental ballad by Vincent Humans, you thought the absolute berries.
More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but darling, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever know.
1929. On the screen, Nancy Carroll, George Arliss, Billy Dove, and the delightful merry Frenchman, Maurice Chevalier. And I'm certain you recall this lovely song.
Play to me beneath the summer moon, Zigeuner, Zigeuner, Zigeuner.
Yes, in 1929, some of your favorite songs came from Noel Coward's operetta, Bittersweet. And this one, I'm sure, is still one of your favorites.
Now, Miss Sarah, if you please, sing the scale for me. Take a breath and then reprise in a different key. I remember knowing you, all the pleasure I have found in showing you, the will of fate may come too late, when I'm recalling the hours we've had, why will the foolish tears tremble
not a new saying, but it is a very true saying that the arteries of America are its lines of railroad. And if the tracks are arteries, then the freight cars which run over them are the red corpuscles of the nation's life stream. Each week now, about 850,000 of these freight cars are loaded and sent on their way, carrying the things you eat and wear and use, carrying the raw materials which go into the making of those things, carrying, above all, munitions and supplies for the fighting men in Korea. In recent weeks, the demand for freight cars for loading has gone up sharply. Increased military movements, increased production for national defense, increased buying by both consumers and industry all add up to calls for more cars. At the same time, the normal flow and distribution of freight cars has been disrupted by strikes, and the reduction in the usual work week, both in industry and on the railroads, from 6 days to 5 days, has slowed down the work of loading, unloading, and handling of freight. The effect of this reduction in working time, in fact, is estimated to be about the same as if 175,000 cars had been subtracted from the available supply. Railroads are increasing the supply of cars as rapidly as possible. The most immediately effective step in that direction is an enlarged program of car repair and rebuilding. For the longer range future, railroads are building new cars, with orders placed or announced for more than 100,000. And while working to increase the supply of cars as promptly and as much as possible, the railroads are also working with the cooperation of shippers to make the best use of the cars available in meeting to the fullest extent possible the sharply increased demands for rail service. And now we return you to Gordon McRae, Lucille Norman, and the summer show train's trip to the year 1929.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I am coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue.
1929, a year that you lived yesterday. The Golden Jubilee of Light was celebrated at Niagara Falls. And in Tokyo, Hirohito ratified the Kellogg Anti-War Pact. You read about those things in your papers. Those things and other things.
Dear, did you see what it says here in the paper about what the well-dressed man should wear?
Lucy, for heaven's sake, read your own paper and let me read mine.
But I think you should know what the National Association of Merchant Tailors says the well-dressed man should have. It says here...
I don't want to be well-dressed. I was well-dressed when I met you, and look what happened. You married me.
Well, I didn't marry you because of your clothes, dear. I married you because you had such a beautiful disposition.
Well, it's curdled now.
Tomorrow we're going out the first thing in the morning and make you a well-dressed man again. You need 20 suits, a dozen hats, 8 overcoats, and 2 dozen pairs of shoes.
I also need a new bank account. Oh, why did I ever get into this? When the minister said, "Do you take this woman?" all I had to say was no. That's all I had to say. Why didn't I say it?
You didn't say it because you were in love with me.
Yeah, I suppose that's right. I never did have any sense when it came to women.
Sweetheart, if you should stray a million miles away, I'll always be in love with you. And though you find more bliss in someone else's kiss, I'll always be in love with you.
In 1929, Hoagy Carmichael published one of his biggest hits, a song that achieved an instant popularity and has never lost it.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie. again with you when our love was new and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall where roses grew. Nightingale told a fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. So I dream in vain, always in my heart it will remain that stardust melody, a memory of love's refrain.
On October 29th, 1929, the financial era came to an end.
Then came the Depression. Bread lines, bewildered people walking the streets looking for jobs. But most of them met the situation with a strange and wonderful gallantry. And a song that expressed that gallantry swept the country.
Why is there a rainbow in the sky? Why? 'Cause I found you, that's why.
At 81st Street and 5th Avenue in New York City, a policeman had a very strange experience. He was walking down the street when he heard a voice.
More margin, more margin, more margin.
Who's that? Come out of those shadows and come with your hands up.
More margin, more margin, more margin.
Well, I'll just turn my flashlight on you. Yeah, no one there.
More margin, more margin.
Oh, there you are. Well, I'll be hanged to my shillelagh at the parrot. Well, what do you know?
A parrot!
Come on, Polly. I'm afraid I'm going to have to run you in.
Tiptoe to the window, by the window. That's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Well, Polly had a cracker and went to jail. And the country, soberly, reflectively, anxiously, viewed the chaos on all sides. And they tried, wherever possible, to keep the old order of things. He sang many songs that year, one that went like this.
Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Should I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you?
Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should
1929, 21 years back into time and memory.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me.
1929, 1,600 boys of all nationalities gathered in London for the Boy Scout Jamboree.
There were wedding bells for Babe Ruth, and Jimmy Walker was mayor of New York City.
A Mrs. Murphy died at 46 years of age after having been ill for some time. She was a particular pet of New York's Central Park Zoo, a fine, attractive, sweet-dispositioned hippopotamus.
21 years back into time and memory.
Back to the days when we were all a little younger and growing a little wiser. Back to the days when you sang and whistled and hummed the great song by Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. So, folks, listen and remember.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain.
Oh, why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring?
Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart?
Oh, why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain, a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready right now for love. The storm clouds gonna chase everybody out of the place.
Stormy clouds chase everyone from this place. Come on with the rain, I've got a big smile on my face.
We'll walk down the lane
with a happy refrain. Just singing, just singing in the rain.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. In just a moment, I'll tell you what we have in store for you next week. The Summer Show Train is written by Gene Holloway and brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. In talking a few minutes ago about what railroads are doing to increase the supply of serviceable freight cars, mention was made of how shippers are cooperating and getting the most use out of the cars which are available. One of the most effective ways in which many shippers are helping to make the car supply go around is by operating their shipping rooms and unloading platforms on a six-day-a-week basis instead of a five-day. The importance of this is seen when it is realized that the prevalence of the five-day week, both among shippers and on the railroads, is equivalent to taking out of service about 175,000 freight cars. By loading and unloading freight on a six-day basis, shippers can, in effect, add thousands of cars to the nation's transportation capacity. Back in 1922, everyone was singing My Wonderful One. And also that year was heard for the first time Irving Berlin's A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. Next week, the summer show train will bring you these two favorites as we take you on a trip back to 1922 to relive some of its most interesting happenings and hear also many of its other great songs. Songs like A Kiss in the Dark, Carolina in the Morning. So, folks, be sure to join us again next Monday and ride with us aboard the summer show train back to the year 1922.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out, and so until next week, goodbye.
McRae will soon be seen starring in the Warner Brothers Technicolor musical Tea for Two. And now for Lucille Norman, Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, and the Norman Luboff Choir, this is Marvin Miller with a hearty invitation from the American Railroads to join us again next week and ride the summer show train back to the year 1922. And now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Now hear the voice of Firestone. Remember the Aldriches Thursday on NBC.